1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. Then Saul said to his servants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servants said to him, "In fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor." Are you dabbling with the devil? Sadly, King Saul is a case history in dabbling with the devil. Expediency became an excuse for disobedience. Self-pity, an excuse for using the kingdom of God for his own glory. And pride, an excuse for rebellion. And what about us? Even though we should know that it is dabbling with the devil to hold on to our sins, don't we by nature often want to hold on to those pleasures of sin to find excuses for our sins? Look at that toxic waste then that is contaminating every one of us, seeping in and through us, poisoning and killing. Again and again, the Lord confronted Saul with his sin so clearly that he had to admit his failures. And yet even then, he emasculated repentance. For there was no "against you, O Lord. You only have I sinned." Every excuse for repentance, every covering up of our own sin is dabbling with the devil. So how often have you? When we are relying, like Saul, on covering up our sin ourselves, then it is not being covered with the blood of Christ. But Saul's inability to cover up his own sin with his excuses now rose before him like the gaping jaws of hell itself. Desperately, he implored the Lord for an answer. And yet it was with silence. That Jesus brought the ultimate effort to turn Saul to real repentance. And yet rather than repent, Saul turned instead to a psychic counselor, a tool of Satan. The Septuagint translation, interestingly, refers to their normal deceit by calling her a ventriloquist. Was it really Samuel that came up, or an apparition from hell? Did God actually allow Samuel himself to come up in that ultimate effort to call Saul to repentance? Well, let's think about a few things. First of all, in 1 Samuel 15, God made it clear that he would not talk to Saul again. In Isaiah 8, he condemns the use of a medium. In Luke 16:31, Jesus declares that if somebody will not hear his word, then he will not repent, even if one rises from the dead. In Revelation 14, we are assured that the believers who have died are in perfect bliss and are no longer disturbed with the problems of this world. And Saul's consulting this medium is listed in 1 Chronicles 10. As the final cause of his death. That's a substantial list that I believe makes it clear this apparition was a lying wonder of Satan. But whether it was really Samuel or not, God wants us to recognize with absolute clarity the deadly result of dabbling with the devil, of having an unhealthy interest in things that peep and mutter. So don't think that it's innocent fun to investigate horoscopes, to dabble in the occult and astrology and psychic games. Galatians 5 says that those who practice witchcraft shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And yet in our day, the seeking of psychic powers and everything from crystals to channeling has been gaining multitudes to these doctrines of demons. So, in what ways may you be tempted to dabble with the devil? Statistics indicate that 73% of American youth have been involved in some form of witchcraft. 10% even in seances. One enraptured woman, wanting to be with the spirit that her channeler had called up, heard this response, which ought to send a chill up everyone's backbone. "You will be with me, and sooner than you think." We warn children that if they play with matches, they may get burned. If you dabble with the devil, you will get burned. But for the grace of God. Our natural desire to dabble with the devil may leave us wondering, well, how, if I have these thoughts, how can I be saved? How can I be a child of God? But we are neither by our own worthiness, but only by the grace that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. And Jesus would not dabble with the devil. Remember the perfect no? He said to every temptation, and the absolute yes, he spoke to the will of his Father, and he did that in your place and mine, to become your righteousness. Without any excuses or cover-ups, he confessed our sin as his own and poured out his holy precious blood to pay for the guilt of our sins, to wash us clean. His cleansing blood cries out, "Don't abandon this treasure. Don't dabble with the devil. Cover up." Not with excuses, but with the blood of Jesus. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto his God and Father, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 444, stanza 4.